It's your birthday.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations for making it.
Thought I would be in the orange jumpsuit, but instead I'm having a good time.
Okay.
We have some pressing questions. I actually asked you this the first time I ever talked to you. If it's this serious, why is it that you think they left you alive? Because you know what they did to Bill Cooper. You told me before, like, I might have some powers that they don't know about. I thought you meant you had, like, guys with shotguns protecting you, but you're referring to something spiritual?
I think, debunked the religion, so what does that mean? Partly is the fact you never come out. See, if you know the laws, you can say an awful lot. And when you've read especially the Homeland Security laws, we have our own in Canada here too, you know how it works. Anyone who threatens violence to the government or anyone in it or anyone employed by it is automatically considered a terrorist.
Oh, so that was the mistake he made.
Yeah. And
okay.
Bill did this all the time. You know, he kept talking about the great, they called it the Continental Army, called it, that was going to start taking out all these people. So he made mistakes there. And, of course, no, the Continental Army came to his rescue when it happened as well. But he knew it was coming. He did know it was coming. That's why he sent his wife away.
So that's what you mean about being legalistic.
You must be legalistic and not allow yourself to be entrapped, because there are ones
right.
who will call up over time and try and entrap you into saying something so they can come
right.
and get you. Yeah.
Right.
However,
but at that moment,
they will eventually, because I'm not messing around now, they will eventually come round and collect up people like myself.
I would figure you'd be the first one, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why do they let you get away with doing what you're doing? How are you on the radio?
I've stuck to the facts. I've stuck to the facts. I haven't overblown the facts, but I've also given them the hard facts, and mainly from documentation written by the big boys themselves. It's hard for them to get you on anything which has been published and put out there by the big boys, which they've all read at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard for them to justify it. Not so much they don't want to, but justify it to other members of the public what they've done to you.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. But that's coming to an end, and I sense it. I sense it that our days, at least my days, probably will be numbered.
Wow.
And it's a sense that you can feel it closing in. And I do know that they've been tapping my phones for 10 years, but
really?
It's getting worse and worse with little...
I've been hearing the same clicks that you talk about on my phone.
Yeah.
In addition to that, when I had first asked you that question, you were, like, jokingly, like, maybe I have some powers that they don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And people were telling me, you know, he was referring to something spiritual. You've debunked all the religions, so is that what you were talking about?
It's up
like
to yourself.
Like, there might be somebody else outside of us looking out for you?
Yeah, you can always, as I say, you can always, it's up to the individual how he sees that. But there are forces in this world, I have no doubt whatsoever. In this world, I've seen pure evil. I have no problem at all accepting that there's such a thing as a force of evil, either an entity or something that works through people. I cannot ignore that. I don't put it down to simply human or animal behavior. It's definitely.
Do you feel that there
force.
Might be the opposite working in our lives?
It could be. It could be that well, simply because you're on the right path. That certain things will go with you. It's hard, but we'll never know the answers, to be honest with you. We'll
yeah.
never know the answers.
Yeah.
And definitely in this lifetime, you can speculate forever. And I do look at all the different theories and yada yada yada. And I do know the old occult, all the ancient stuff. But it's up to you eventually to how you see it. But I do know, regardless, that if you have what you call spirit in you, that thing that drives you, that's what spirit used to be referred to, someone who had spirit in them, someone who is driven. As long as you have that, you have to use it, because it's purpose. Most people today, and those without purpose, you know, will go under quickly. They're already doing it. I've talked to people who are cracking already under fear of what they see already. And you have
yes.
the spirit that drives you forward with purpose. And there is
that's
purpose.
Actually one of the things that Bill Cooper said. He was like, if you haven't found something in your life that you wouldn't die for, then you shouldn't even be alive.
Well, that's true, because then you are just scared and interdependent and waiting to be helped or killed or whatever. And you have
so then we don't have anything to worry about legalistically as long as we don't make violent threats.
That's right. So, such
so you can speak the truth all day, even on the radio, and be comfortable.
Yeah. Until, again, that is made forbidden. Eventually, that probably will. Just speaking the truth eventually will be forbidden. And
without
bringing up new laws to interpret or reinterpret your words. And I mean, so lawyers can wangle anything to try and make you say you've said this or that or whatever. That's what their job is.
How long do you think we have till then?
Well, they're talking about the riots. Now, the riots have already started in parts of Spain, Portugal, and France because of the food shortages and the gasoline hikes. So everything's skyrocketing. They don't get the wages we have had here, and the cost of living is high. So you're seeing the outbreak start already, which was predicted by Department of Defense or NATO. It'll be about within the next 6 months to a year, I'd imagine, here. 2010 for sure.
So get out of America.
It's pretty well what was left, because you see, here's the key. Most people are, as I say, are fighting for an illusion. They're fighting for a system they never controlled.
Alan.
Yeah.
On that topic, there's people that I know that are curious about this. You know how you say the public are always given their leaders.
Yeah.
You do Alex Jones' show. He talks about getting America back.
Well, there are people.
He's the leader of the 9/11 Truth Movement, so.
Mm-hmm. See, there are people who.
And he gets really angry. It sounds like what you're talking about. He's probably going to inspire a violent revolution, which is what they want.
It's hard, as I say, for people who haven't thought all through the whole system, as I say, and realize, wait a minute here, I'm trying to keep something that with the same elite corrupt people. Were in control when I was 5 years of age, 10, 15, 20, and 30. So how can you keep it with the same corruption? You can't. And people have to think beyond this and say, well, what kind of system should we actually have? And it isn't until you realize that this whole system that you have at the moment and have been living with all your life would have to be totally cleared and start again at the bottom, that you realize you'd have a chance by getting anything back. You'd have to actually create something new. And that's the key to it. And the elite understand this. They understand how our logic, they understand our reactions. It's natural to want to get something back, even if it's just a time period that you were familiar with. And that's what it is. You're conditioned to be familiar to that time period. But we never owned it then. You look at the wars the U.S. was involved in, the open ones and the covert ones all over the world. In Latin America, there's never been a time when the U.S. government wasn't working towards this world system. And so there's never really been peace for very long within the United States. So what time do you want to go back to? Do you want to go back to George Washington's day? Well, most people in George Washington's day, they lived on the land. It's the opposite of what we have today. Even Jefferson mentioned, he said, as long as every family has a cow, a goat, and a field, and be self-sufficient, he says, as long as they have that, he says, they'll have their freedom. But if they go into industry and start into cities, he said, that will be gone. He knew that. They all knew this. They all understood it. And that's why, really, you had the massive move to create what was called a Great Depression, a coordinated effort at a global system of finance too. It wasn't just national, so that a few people could then manage the money of the planet and exchange rates and all the rest of it, and get all the people into the cities where they could be controlled, a new culture given to them, and that's all been done, you see. So you have to think through what you really want. People have never really sat down and says, you know, what do we really want? You see? Now, if it's just getting some rights back, maybe you could demand them. Where you get them, I don't know. But the only chance you would have from that angle is to literally say to all these politicians, all the civil servants you meet, every cop you meet, every guy in a black uniform you meet, excuse me, but you are a public servant. Your job is to serve me, not harass me. And you've got to start putting them back in the cage. That's the only chance, as you want to go back a little bit where you had at least a bit more rights and you could walk safely in peace and travel in peace. You'd have to remind every one of these characters, mind you, they've had 20, 30 years of TV watching cops just barge down doors, all the dramas and the movies with cops have intensified that. So people have just taken it for granted that you have no rights. That was all done through fiction. But you'd have to demand to have those rights back and remind everyone that you meet that's paid by the public, you are a public servant. And the master must regain control that way. Okay.